You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Oh my god, you guys.
Everybody, welcome back to Awesome Sunday Show. Connor here.
And Pat as well.
Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm a little unhappy with the football games today. Saints got fucked. But other than that, I'm fine. Was playing a bunch of Mario Odyssey today and watching Marvel's Miss Maisel.
I felt like that was a really fair call, actually.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
I thought it was completely fair.
Well, it sounds like you're qualified to be a ref then. Yeah. They clearly don't know what's fair or not.
I thought there was nothing. There was no penalty whatsoever.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about football because we're not a sports podcast. If you want a sports podcast, check out WTPsports.com.
I feel like if I watched more sports besides football, I would be pretty funny on sports podcasts.
I think that you should not watch any sporting events, but always go on sports shows. Either call in to like Mike Francesca or go on any sports podcast that you can find and just say the dumbest shit in the world.
I would be like, so I feel like the Bulls are going to lose to the Raptors because because
Michael Jordan's out now.
Yeah, because when's that guy Michael Jordan coming back?
So I only really care about sports the 3.5-4 months out of the year, really. I don't really give a fuck about baseball or hockey or anything, really. Or I actually pretty much, you can say that almost about anything in life, especially life. What I do care about is our topic today, which is that was probably really annoying on the mic. I'm sorry. The Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
Yeah, we finally got it after all those idiot clickbait sites kept saying that we were going to get it today. And
the internet doesn't lie like that, though.
No, everything you read on the internet is true. Abraham Lincoln said that.
Especially if it's on comicbookresource.com.
Or comicbook.com or screenrant.com or any of those other fucking lame-ass sites.
Dude, Screen Rant sucks so bad. At least Comic Book or Comic Book Resources will have some decent articles here and there. Yeah. About stuff not clickbait, but legitimate stuff. Screen Rant, I've never come across any legitimate story.
No, it's all fucking stupid ass clickbait and then just nonsense. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. For you, the listeners of Awesome Sunday Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/awesomesundayshow. It's audibletrial.com/awesomesundayshow. Sign up for your free 30-day trial. Check out over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or any of the other 500 devices that they support. Might I recommend The Hobbit, unabridged version by J.R.R. Tolkien. Forget the movies. Listen to the audiobook. They have 180,000 to choose from. Promise you won't be disappointed. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/awesomesundayshow. For a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial. Thank you, Audible, for sponsoring this episode.
And today's show is also brought to you by BarkBox.com. You can get one free extra month of BarkBox at www.getbarkbox.com/awesome. What is BarkBox? Well, I'm glad you asked. Every month, BarkBox paws pick the best all-natural treats and innovative toys to match a dog's unique needs, including allergies and heavy chewer preferences. All edibles are made in the USA and Canada, and 100% of the products are tested on animals. BarkBox is a great way to try different treats from local businesses, and each monthly box is also themed, New York City, Country Fair, etc., etc. And if the dog doesn't like something in the box, they'll actually send you something that the dog will love for free because they're all about the dog's happiness, and there's free shipping on any BarkBox within the continental U.S. And if the dog falls in love with something from the box, you could easily find it again on BarkShop.com or just by texting them or go on the app. So remember, if you want to nab that free extra month of BarkBox, go over to www.getbarkbox.com/awesome.
Anyway, but yeah, we finally got the trailer. Pretty damn dope trailer, if you ask me.
Oh, I thought it was a great trailer.
And it got me hyped for it. It was a very light tone for a trailer coming off. It's because it's going to take place a few minutes after the end of Avengers Endgame. So they really went to the kind of like the Homecoming trailer. It had like a that high school John Hughes vibe a little bit, a little more upbeat, with some good action shots, including the reveal of Jake Gyllenhaal in his Mysterio costume, which looks sick.
Yeah,
that costume is so good.
It's such a good costume, and they got the perfect person to play him.
Yeah, I'm fucking amped on Jake Gyllenhaal being in it, and I'm very excited for Mysterio. I love Mysterio. I'm glad that he's finally going to get on the big screen. He's a really cool villain.
Well, he's a really despicable villain, too, because not just in the Spider-Man comics, but just in Marvel Universe in general, he does some fucked up shit. Old Man Logan being probably his greatest achievement, for lack of a better word. Because he essentially spoilers, if you've never read Old Man Logan, which is by one of the greatest comic book writers, Mark Miller, ever. Mysterio actually is the reason why Wolverine kills all the X-Men.
Yeah.
He legitimately fucking murders the entire X-Men because of Mysterio.
Mysterio, he is a master of trickery. He was he worked in special effects.
Yeah, he's the master of illusions. He's the
master of illusion. He uses a lot of different lighting effects. He uses different gases, hypnotic sounds.
Yeah. He's what like Mr. Satan wishes he saw in Dragon Ball, like when he saw Gohan in Cell fight.
Yeah, basically.
That's literally like what he is. And the trailer, like when we get to it, I think is a little smarter. Fuck, I hate that word. But anyway, is like a little more intelligent than I think a lot of people might give it credit for. I don't know. I haven't really read much up on people's reactions, to be completely honest. But in the trailer, like, we see a lot of things that happen. And, I mean, we're talking about Mysterio right now. But, I mean, in the trailer, you see Mysterio, Jake Gyllenhaal, fighting off a villain, like, using, like, power blasts and stuff. And he's like, oh, he's like Iron Man and Thor, like, put together. But, like, that's not really what's going on.
Right. And the effects even made it look like the runic design of Doctor Strange's spell wall and the other magic users' spells. It had a very similar design and with the runic symbols. So if they're very much sticking to his comics, it's all going to be for show. Although with his suit, it looks kind of like it could have some really advanced alien tech in it or some magic tech. So maybe
like Chitauri stuff,
like some Chitauri stuff. Maybe they kind of fiddle with that a little bit. But I mean, the odds are that it's just all effects.
Yeah.
And it's effects that are actually my theory is that he's using the effects to create those elementals. Like the giant water, molten air. A lot of people thought it was going to be Hydro Man and other characters like that, but Kevin Feige said that they're the elementals. It's basically whose powers are the element that they represent. And I think that he's going to. So that it seems like he's going to be a hero, and I put that in quotes because I think it's all an act. Well, there's two ways that they can go with it. He creates these elementals to try and be a hero, so he gains notoriety. And then something happens between Spider-Man, him, and maybe even Nick Fury that makes him just want to go bad. Or it's just a trick the whole time, and he's just pretending to be good, but really he's just a villain
right
from the start.
And, I mean, originally, like, Mysterio tries to frame Spider-Man originally in the comics, so I think there might be, like, some... Not to the same it's not going to obviously be the same exact adaptation because it doesn't take place in New York City. But I think there might be something very similar to really any of the scenarios that you just mentioned fit in a story that could give you something where it's going to personally attack Spider-Man in some way.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that we're kind of missing from this Spider-Man franchise so far is like the personal attack in a sense. Like, yeah, okay, so fucking Peter Parker is dating the Vulture's daughter, you know, and like, which, I mean, good on him. That chick was hot as fuck. But like, she's in Black Klansman too, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, but there's no Uncle Ben moments. There's no, you know, Green Goblin attacking Aunt May in the hospital moment. You know, there's nothing like, there was nothing really like that yet. So I'm actually expecting Mysterio to be that catalyst, that villain, that, you know, that Joe Chill that you see in Batman. Like how is he going to personally affect Spider-Man and hinder who he is for the future to carry on the story? You know, because I don't know if this franchise is going to do the Uncle Ben. Like, they're just, they've already skipped over it.
Well, I mean, they acknowledge him. Like, they just didn't show the origin of her die. Like, they have, he's spoken about him. Him and Aunt May had a conversation about it. But, like, you know, we know he's dead. We know it obviously affected Peter in some way. But they just didn't redo the origin because
they didn't
need to do it again.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't, it's just like, we don't need to see Batman's parents die again, but we
constantly
see
it. Yeah.
And this, they skipped over.
Might as well just cast Sean Bean as Thomas Wayne, every fucking movie.
And, or just, you know, recycle the footage. Anyway, so I think that there's still, you know, Uncle Ben is felt, I mean, you see him using, his luggage in this, and obviously I'm sure that now that Aunt May knows Peter is Spider-Man, she's going to, you know, probably mention that Uncle Ben would be proud of you now and all that stuff. So I don't think that Uncle Ben is not forgotten. He's just not the forefront because of
and listen, everything else. And you got to remember, this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe, not the Marvel Comics Universe. Like, obviously, like, you can't blatantly change things like you can in comics, oddly enough, actually, which is kind of funny. But, you know, which is fine. Like, I'm cool with them doing something different because it still hopefully fits within the character that is Mysterio, which is kind of like a nice change, you know, but it's familiar yet new, if that's what happens, which we're speculating.
Right.
Because it's a trailer.
Right. And then, of course, we get a shot of Mysterio with the fishbowl on.
Which was awesome.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
I hope that he's in it. You know, he has the helmet on more often than not, because when we first see him, he's not wearing it. And I get it. You know, you get a big star like Jake Gyllenhaal. You got to show off the face.
Yeah.
I mean, because people are paying money to see him. And, you know, you can't... I mean, even in Infinity War, or any of the other Marvel movies, think about how often the main leads aren't covering their face. Like Iron Man, he's in and out of a suit, or he puts this his mask up.
He really only puts the mask up in combat.
Yeah. Even, you know, Peter takes off his mask here and there, and then in Infinity War with the fucking nanotech just goes back.
But, like, how funny. All right, so if I was the director, I would have pushed for this so hard. I would have had, like, the advertising, like Jake Gyllenhaal, like, all over the board, but never show his face until the actual very end of the movie. Like, when he takes off the helmet. But the entire movie, he has the helmet on. Like, in all the posters and the credits, he just has the helmet on. But it says Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Or how it's properly pronounced, Gyllenhaal.
That's true. Swedish. We got a shot of Spidey in the stealth suit, which looks cool. And then, of course, that new red and black suit, which looks awesome.
That's a great suit.
That's a fucking great suit. That's better than the Homecoming suit. It's very similar in design, but some key differences aside from just the color. Still has the web wings, though. Very much dig that. And of course, this takes place in Europe, hence the Far From Home. It seems like they're going to be in more than one location over in Europe. Like, one looked like it was in Venice. The other looked like it was in London. And we see Peter, even when we see the water elemental. I'm not going to look up the elemental's name right now because I forget.
They're not the most important characters.
Right, now. Because they're just setups to advance the story in a way that benefits Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Their names aren't going to matter. You know, we see him about to go into combat with his web shooters on the top of the roof in Venice, and that's... I don't think it's the same scene when Mysterio shows up, but they cut from Peter on top of the roof getting hit with a wave, then to Mysterio showing up. We do see some shots of him in New York, and New York looks perfectly fine. We see Stark Tower, what formerly Avengers Tower, getting remodeled,
because
we know it was sold. They said that in Homecoming, that it was sold, and the reason was, I mean, they didn't need it anymore because they had the facility upstate. Of course, there's speculation of who bought it. Well, was it Norman Osborn with Oscorp? Now that they have the rights to Fantastic Four, is it going to be the Baxter Building, the home of the Fantastic Four, or what? For now, it could just be nothing. I think that they'll probably wait to introduce who buys it, if they ever address it at all. Clearly, it's somebody with a lot of money or a company with a lot of money. It wouldn't be a bad way to introduce Norman Osborn, although I'm pretty sure we're not going to get him in this movie. But somebody on Reddit made a theory, or a suggestion the other day, that I am all aboard. What if Nick Cage got cast as Norman Osborn?
That's perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I am down for that. I would love to see that. I know
that's great.
That'd be so good.
That's yeah, that has to be it. If there's
anybody who can pull off the craziness of Green Goblin outside of Willem Dafoe, it's Nick Cage. And if you don't believe me, just look up Nick Cage Goes Insane compilation on YouTube.
Amazing.
It's fucking amazing.
And this would be the second Spider-Man movie he's a part of.
Yeah, I mean, it was Spider-Man Noir
and
Into the Spider-Verse. He has been in comic book movies before. I mean,
I got a really good idea, actually, for a good good what might actually happen in the plot for Spider-Man Far From Home. I think there actually might be a twist to where instead of Mysterio, not like, you know how like, oh, he's showing off that he actually has powers when he's the master of illusions. But instead, when Spider-Man finds out that he doesn't have powers, he's actually just an actor hired by Guy Pearce to pretend to be master of illusions. and he's actually kind of an idiot. And he's not the awesome villain that people were hoping for.
So the extremist is going to bring him back to life?
Yeah.
Bring Guy Pearce back to life?
Best Marvel villain ever.
Yeah, totally.
Guy Pearce.
Oh, that's... Fuck that movie. Anthony Doolittle loves it, though. He tells me all the time.
Yeah, he tells me, too. He's like, dude, he's like, I'm going to tell you in confidence, but I love Iron Man 3. You know who else really loves Iron Man 3?
Cass
loves Iron Man 3.
Thought that was the greatest twist in cinema history.
Dude, he like walked out. He's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I thought that was fantastic. And I'm like, I'm gonna be like, what? You know?
But hey, you know, if you like what you like, I guess. You know, whatever. What was my thought? Oh, so New York kind of, and the rest of the world in these clips kind of seem fine. And this movie is picking up, I think Kevin Feige said, within minutes of the end of Endgame. So with, and they don't really give away too much. They don't give away anything in this. I mean, Happy does say you're all alone now, which could mean that Tony's dead. But at the same time, even if Tony was alive, dead or alive, they're not going to reveal it in this trailer.
No.
Because it'd be a spoiler regardless, either way.
Yeah.
If he dies and, you know, they're not going to spoil his fate in Endgame.
Like, Spider-Man staying alive in Endgame is not really a spoiler at all.
No, because he was announced to have a movie before Infinity War even came out. So you know which characters were actually going to be coming back. If anybody's going to get killed off, it's obviously the original Avengers. Or a member of the original Avengers.
Yeah.
Or members. They weren't going to kill Spider-Man off right away. I mean, they already announced his movies anyway, but... So with the way that this destruction is gone, because when we saw New York, it got fucked.
Yeah, it got fucked.
It got fucked hard just between the fight with Ebony Maw and what's the big guy's name?
I don't remember.
And Stark and Doctor Strange and Spider-Man. So, like, even that alone, and the giant ship was wreaking havoc on New York, literally dismantling buildings.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Again. And not to mention all the destruction that would have resulted from the snap with all the cars and planes and shit crashing. So it makes you wonder, and Peter seems pretty upbeat for having died. So it makes you wonder how it adds to potential to a lot of theories about what's going to happen in Endgame. If the snap is just completely undone and wiped from, you know, people's memories or what. I mean, obviously Nick Fury is alive in this too, so he's going to come back. Clearly, Maria Hill, we see her
maybe,
in this.
Maybe when they undo the snap, they can also undo the tweets that James Gunn did. They get him fired, so he can come back and do Guardians 3.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
We can only hope. Yeah, so it adds, like, is it going to be the snap is completely undone and then just reversed, and then if anybody dies, it's as a result of fighting after the snap? Like, if the time stone is used to completely change those events,
yeah,
in a way that, you know, Earth is fine.
Bring back Uncle Ben.
I don't think they're going to do that. Yeah. Because he didn't die from the snap.
He didn't.
He was dead before that.
I would do that, though. I'd bring back Uncle Ben. But, you know.
Just to kill him off again?
Yeah, just so we can see it on screen.
Yeah, that's what we
that
need.
Would be a great fucking twist where they bring back Uncle Ben just to kill him.
Uncle Ben gets brought back. He hires Mysterio.
Or he gets brought back, but every fiber of his being is inside a little rice. So everyone has to eat Uncle Ben, and it's really Uncle Ben's.
Oh, that was stupid.
Wow, that one was pretty damn good.
So, that just adds fuel to, I'm sure, a billion theories, even though 90% of the theories are just this
dog
rip-offs.
Shit.
I would say 99% of the theories are dog shit, but 90% are just recycled ones constantly.
So I think Spider-Man is gonna fucking die.
Yeah, that's like, fuck you, dude. Like, dude, that's the only thing that sucks about the internet is you get awesome theories out of, like...
It's one in every, like, 10,000 theories.
It's like finding a golden nugget in a septic tank.
In this, Aunt May seems cool with Peter being Spider-Man now. She uses him to promote a fundraiser for a homeless shelter. Which, you know, could be feast. It could just be, I mean, it's not something new of Aunt May volunteering in that. I mean, just look at the Spider-Man game.
Right.
Just came out. So she's pimping out her nephew to raise some dollars, which I would too. She seems cool with it. She's happy with it. We see Happy Hogan coming in with a big check signed by Pepper Potts. A lot of people are like, oh, that means Tony's dead. But no, because in Iron Man 2,
she's the president of the company.
Tony makes her president of the company. So that's why her name is written on the check. So even if he is alive, she would still write the check, sign the check, because she's the president of the company. But we do see Happy Hogan clearly flirting with Aunt May, and Peter's not about it. But listen, you got to accept when your aunt looks like Marissa Tomei.
When your aunt is Marissa Tomei,
that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
She's a very attractive woman.
I guarantee you, he probably, you know, met Aunt May. Then he went home and would pause scenes in The Wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe order some Domino's.
And before the devil knows you're dead.
Yeah. And
there's like five more.
The devil knows you're dead. That's the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So clearly he's flirting with her because I'm sure everybody's going to be flirting with Aunt May. Like even George Costanza tried hooking up with Marissa Tomei on Seinfeld. And then subtly revealed that he had a girlfriend at the last minute, and Marissa Tomei was into him up to that, shockingly enough. And then we see Happy Hogan still giving Peter guidance, whether Tony's dead or alive. It doesn't matter. I guess, you know, he's still going to abide by Mr. Stark's wishes. Peter's reluctant to take his suit on his trip because he just wants to be Peter. He doesn't want to be Spider-Man. But Aunt May sneaks it in, which is shown in an international trailer, actually. Which was more or less the same stuff, except in the international trailers, when Flash Thompson calls Peter a dickwad, they changed it to loser, which is fucking weak.
Fucking weak as hell,
dude.
Which
is stupid because in international markets, you know, it's more acceptable, I guess. They don't have, like, well, language.
Also,
well,
too,
it depends on the section.
Well, yeah, but also, too, like, dickwad
is a slang that might not translate.
Right, yeah, but just say something else. Just, I don't know, like, actually, like, I had, like, four words come in my head, and, like, I definitely should, I'm glad I did not say them.
Good.
Yeah, but you could, I don't know, you can think of something, like, loser. Like, dude, if someone called me a loser, I'd be like, what?
Bitch works in, like, every language.
Yeah. Like, what's up, bitch? Yeah. Like, yeah, dude, or puto, what's up, puto? Like,
Peter is crushing hard on MJ in this movie. I wish that they wouldn't call her MJ still. Like, clearly she's not Mary Jane, but still. It's just whatever. Their chemistry seems to be taking off in this. Peter is still very awkward with girls. And MJ seems like she's really going to be picking on him for it, which is funny because Peter is a fucking nerd. That scene when Nick Fury hits Ned with a blow dart. It's pretty great.
Yes.
Very funny, actually. And Fury is finally meeting Spider-Man, which means apparently in Endgame that there's a scene where basically every Marvel hero is all in this one scene. So I guess Fury wasn't there or Spider-Man wasn't there if that scene is actually true. But, I mean, leave it to Nick Fury, the ultimate spy, to find out who Spider-Man is, which I'm sure he just had access to Stark's files, and find him in Europe somewhere and just happen to be waiting in his hotel room. He's a master spy. So that's going to be interesting to see what he recruits him for. I'm assuming it's going to be for the Elementals, to fight the Elementals, or it could be for some other mission.
Yeah. Or that he needs him for. It could be that Nick Fury's an actor hired by some company. And it turns out he's kind of an idiot.
He's been an actor the whole time. That'd be quite a twist.
Yeah. That'd be like a Shyamalan type twist.
Yeah.
Notice how we haven't reviewed Glass yet.
I don't want to see it.
I don't know, man. I feel like we should.
I don't want to pay to see that, though. All right. Anyway, I wonder if Happy is going to give Peter that new suit or if it's something that Nick Fury designed. I'm sure Fury designed... or S.H.I.E.L.D. built the stealth suit that we see. It's going to be really interesting to see how Nick Fury and Peter interact in this.
That's what I'm excited for.
I'm very excited for it because obviously Tony's doesn't seem to be in this to, you know, do the mentorship that he did in Homecoming.
Whether he's alive or not.
Yeah, whether he's alive or not, you know, he could have just stepped away. But I think it's going to be way more interesting to see. It's going to be fun to see Fury and Peter's interactions for this movie. And I have a feeling that they're clearly both going to get on each other's nerves, but I don't think Fury is going to stand for as much shit as Tony put up with coming from Peter, like just dumb kid comments and pop culture references.
Yeah, like Tony Stark was more of a father figure, whereas Nick Fury, I think, is more of a leader figure.
He's a boss.
Yeah, like this is like, okay, so like, you know, you get that aspect, but then like you get almost like an aspect of, and again, in a coming of age story where it's like, it's his first job now, you know, how's he going to work with his boss? You know, oop, derp, derp, derp.
Yeah.
You know? fucking like laughing, like sitcom, like crowd, like clapping at the end.
Yeah. You know, we got to go back to that clip of the bodega that Peter liked from the first one that he also destroyed. It's rebuilt. And we see some newspaper articles about how the bodega's back. We see pictures of whatever that dude who owns its name is and Peter in costume hanging up in the background. So it's nice that he's getting his life back together.
Yeah.
After Peter destroyed his fucking bodega. I mean, that's really not a lot to go off. I think that the action in this looks like it could be fucking sick.
Yeah.
The Elementals. And I'm so excited for Mysterio. And I hope that he uses his helmet pretty often because he uses his helmet in a lot of ways in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like with some hypnotic designs or whatever. I don't really, I guess that's the way in the helmet to try and like trick his opponents to make them hallucinate. It's what, depending on the types of gas he uses, it prevents him from being affected by them. He's able to like control some of the lights and all the other effects in it. And plus, it just looks really fucking cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's in and out of it, you know, a decent amount. And I'm, and apparently Michael Keaton's going to be in this again, in a cameo. And maybe, you know, we got Scorpion, we got the Vulture, Mysterio, building up to a Sinister Six, maybe.
The Sinister Six movie that Sony always wanted.
Yes, but they better fucking let Marvel.
But like, it better be Spider-Man fucking like 4 or 5 or something. Like,
yeah, not in the next one, because you need, he still needs more villains.
Yeah, like you need a Sinister Six.
Yeah, an experience, and make the Sinister Six its own movie. Like when he comes to fight him, to
Spider-Man Six should be Spider-Man the Sinister Six.
There we go. There we go.
And you know what? I feel like they could do something like that, because you already got Matt Gargan. Mm-hmm. You know, they introduced him. That could be like Spider-Man 3 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I feel like,
I wonder if they're going to get Paul Giamatti to play the Rhino again.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
That is the most, like, that is like one of the most talented actors in one of the most useless roles I've ever seen.
And just a ridiculous fucking portrayal, too.
Like, just comically bad.
Yeah, seriously. All right. You got anything else to
add? Nah, I mean, besides you being a huge piece of shit, I really have nothing else to add.
That's true. That's fine. That's fair. Spider-Man Far From Home comes out, I think, July 6th or something like that. First week of July, and get stoked. I mean, we clearly fucking are.
Yeah, I am.
And there will be more trailers and all that stuff.
Expect Dragon Ball Super Broly review soon, too.
Yes.
Very soon.
Yeah, we saw that the other day. If you can get tickets for it still, I don't even know if it's in theaters any longer.
It's still...
Or what. You got to go see it if you're a Dragon Ball fan.
It might make $100 million, which is really good for anime.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... Go see the fucking movie if you get your chance.
I feel like the Dragon Ball Renaissance is like finally like anime was mainstream, but now it's like, you know, now someone's grandma's going to know what anime is because of this. All right.
All right, guys, take it easy. Keep checking AwesomeSundayShow.com for more merch. It's coming soon. I'm going to try and get up some designs this week and all that good stuff. Take it easy.
Peace.